This is WBAA. I'm Sam Clement. Purdue authorities are investigating an incident that occurred late Wednesday night in which a racist note was written on a whiteboard in the Krannert Library. This is the second such incident at the university in the past 8 months. Joining me to talk about the issue is Terrell Connor. He is a PhD student in sociology, law, and society and president of the Black Graduate Student Association. Terrell, thanks for coming in.
How you doing?
When you heard the news about the incident this week in Krannert Library, what was your initial reaction?
Anger, a little bit of confusion, trying to figure out, you know, how did this happen again so soon? I was actually studying in Vienna at the time, and I actually got word of this, and then I quickly spread the word of this of what happened to my members of my organization and other associations that I'm with, as far as the Purdue Anti-Racism Coalition, and a whole bunch of other people, just to spread the word.
And last night there was a forum held to discuss the issue with students. What was the general tone at the forum, and what was the conversation like there?
Yeah, the forum definitely, it was just a meeting with various campus organizations, some community members, some faculty. And in this meeting, we pretty much discussed what we wanted to do next, and also kind of a little bit of venting was going on about this incident, naturally. People are passionate about this, and of course, it's going to probably affect more groups than others. So we definitely discussed what we plan to do next, effectively.
When you say there was venting, mm-hmm. what was the source of anger? Was it this particular incident? Was it that there, as we mentioned, have been mm-hmm. incidents within the past 8 months?
Oh, yeah. This was definitely stemming from the Dr. Bell incident and the fact that it happened in Krannert again. Definitely opened up old wounds, I guess you can say. And people were asking questions, you know, how can this happen again? What is the university going to do about it? All that kind of stuff. And some questions, some of the questions I had answers to. I was in contact. I actually got a call from one of Purdue administrations to let me know, because they called one of the meeting. And they told me that they supported what we were doing. And they also let me know that the university was definitely fully investigating this incident and taking it very seriously, and which I believe them. But again, we saw this incident happen, you know, a few months back, and it's happening again. So I think a lot of people want to know, you know, they want to feel that the university has their back in this particular situation. I guess everybody wants to know that the university doesn't tolerate this at all, and I think that. That's what needs to be known in this Purdue community, because I think especially the consensus from the meeting, it's kind of some ambiguity at times as far as who, if the university, there's no clear statement as far as where the university stands at times. Of course, on things on paper and things, but stemming from the incident with Dr. Bell and then now to this one, I think it's just a good time for the university just to make a clear statement that they, you know, are totally against racism on campus.
And just to recap, in February, there was a racist word written across a photo of Dr. Bell, who was a former director of Business Opportunity Program here at Purdue. You said you want to see something maybe a little more than what's written on paper in terms of a statement. What types of actions, what types of initiatives would you like to see from Purdue?
You know, I'm a part of the Purdue Anti-Racism Coalition, so we actually did a petition back in the spring, and we presented it to the Board of Trustees. We did a silent protest, and we got it in their hands. And on that petition, there's three demands that we ask for that we need to see in Purdue. The very first one is a grievance committee, right? A formal grievance committee where the university has pretty much things in place where if an event like this occurs, you go to this particular group and they will formally investigate it on the behalf of the university, all right? So students, faculty, whatever the case may be, not just racism, sexism, people that, you know, homophobics and things like that. So just to address that, there's no formal kind of grievance committee to address those issues. The second one was just to increase diversity here as far as domestic minorities are concerned, get it closer to national standards, and also getting closer to our competitive schools. I think at the time we wrote the petition, out of the Big Ten, Purdue University was number 7 as far as that was concerned. And then the final one was to institute a mandated course for all first years and transfer students that talks about issues of race and racism, to educate, you know, because a lot of times people come from backgrounds where it's maybe homogenous, where it's just one particular group of people. And so when they come here and they meet new different cultures and people of different creeds and colors, they don't know how to react to that.
There's a study that came out this week. It was a formal report that came out from the group Next Generation. And it said that diversity is an issue that the area has to work on. And they said that not having enough diversity programs here in the greater Lafayette community is leading to an exodus of some young professionals. Do you get that sense that people, graduate students, young professionals in this area, don't have enough diversity and not enough access to diversity programs?
Yeah, there's diversity here, and Purdue always talks about diversity here, mainly from an international standpoint. My perspective and many others is definitely more so from a domestic minority standpoint, underrepresented minorities here. Access, I think there are people in place, but I think the word needs to be spread out maybe a little bit better as far as who's there and what the university has, and then we need to get these people to take advantage of those opportunities, diversity programs and things like that. Purdue, I think, is in the beginning stages of that. It's good, but at the same time, it's still 2012. And you would think that this would be something that would be at the forefront for a while ago. But now that this is, you know, just happening, I'm on board for it. But I think there's still, we still got a lot more to do.
Just going back to your conversations with the Board of Trustees, have they been receptive to those three areas that you were hoping to get addressed?
With everything they say, it takes time. But we have been, that particular meeting led us into another meeting, which we just had recently with top university officials, including President Sands, Vice Provost of Diversity and Inclusion, and Vice President of Student Affairs. And we sat there and we had a pretty open, candid discussion about diversity here on campus, with the foundation of the conversation being those demands. And it was very open, and they let us know what they were doing on their end, and we let them know that what we were talking. So it was a good experience, very candid and open. But at the end of the day, we're going to want to see these things to start actually take some kind of fruit and grow into what we imagine it to be. We just don't want to just be talked to just to, like, silence us. Okay, we talked to them. We actually want to see action happen. To prevent incidences like that happen on Wednesday night at Craner.
These issues, the one Wednesday night and the Dr. Bell issue, have obviously garnered a lot of attention. But just from an everyday perspective, as a minority student on campus, do you feel a sense of inclusion? I mean, is this a place that you feel comfortable on a day-to-day basis?
That's a good question. I'm just gonna answer honestly. No. Purdue... Maybe just not even Purdue, maybe just the community outside of Purdue. But it's not, I'm not going to say they intentionally, you know, exclude us and things like that. But this particular community is not conducive, or like, it doesn't have a lot in place for people from different cultures, I guess you can say, that would make us feel more welcomed or more accepted. You know, it's. Because we're a minority, maybe that should be expected, but there's definitely not where I can walk around campus and be like, oh, okay, I feel like I'm at home. Just to be honest, I mean, most of the domestic minorities here do feel like, you know, they understand Purdue as an academic institution and where it stands as far as prestige, but as far as an environment that they want to stay and grow in, and a lot of them are just ready to leave as soon as they get the degree and not look back.
Given the incident Wednesday and the Dr. Bell issue, do you think that there is a racism issue at Purdue, or are these isolated incidents and rogue incidents of a select few?
I'm going to be clear when I say this. These are not isolated incidences, okay? And when we had this discussion with the top university officials, we made it clear. The Dr. Bell incident, happened. And then with that, there was a forum. And in that forum, a whole bunch of students came out. And it was very surprising because the forum turned into a bunch of students giving testimonials as far as all the racist events that have occurred to them while they're on this campus. So that made it very clear that this is very well and live here on Purdue's campus. So from that incident, then it grows in that now a lot of campus leaders, student leaders and organizations, even faculty, have jumped on board and we start collaborating more. Now we're becoming more of a unit as far as the student body is concerned, especially engaging with minority students here. So now we're coming together, making sure our voice is heard collectively instead of those individual stories we heard at the Dr. Bell incident. And so now instead of what happened on Wednesday being just kind of individual stories, we're telling our story together as a whole, which is a major difference from what happened last year, this past few months, not even last year.
Do you get a sense that that collective voice is having an impact?
Oh, yes. If you look at my emails and check my call log, it's been having an impact all day. We're getting the attention, which is good. And I'm not trying to point fingers and say it's just university. The students, we have to do our part as well, to an extent, as far as using these pretty much resources that are in place. But those resources, there can be more resources, I would say that. And there needs to be more understanding about these resources, and we need to be more educated about these resources. But I think a major consensus within Purdue University, as far as minorities concerned, we feel that Purdue University needs to just openly recognize that this is not just a Krannert event or a fraternity event. This is a Purdue University event, and that's how we see it, and that's how they need to see it. And they need to just say, you know, Purdue University does not tolerate racism, point blank, period.
I know you've talked to the Board of Trustees and you laid out the three issues or the three, initiatives that you'd like to see done. But in the short term, what is the next plan of attack to address these specific incidents?
Well, the meeting that we had yesterday, we talked about what we're going to do. And Tuesday, I believe at 7 p.m. in Smith 108, we're going to have a forum again. But this time, the direction of the forum is going to be different. We're not just going to solely leave it to be a testimonials. Of course, there may be some venting as far as the act that just happened this past Wednesday, but we're going to leave this forum with a plan of action collectively. So we're going to have students come, faculty come. Hopefully, major university officials will be there because they have been invited as well. I've already talked to some. They're already aware of it. And use this as an open dialogue where we're not just going to talk about the problems. We know it's here, and we know it's here, so we don't need to keep beating that same dead horse. You know what I'm saying? We know racism is here, so we want to say, what's the next step? And we want to know what the university is going to, you know, what their response to that is going to be.
Terrell Connor, he is a PhD student in sociology, law, and society, and also the president of the Black Graduate Student Association here at Purdue. Terrell, thank you very much for coming in.
All right, thank you.
For WBAA News, I'm Sam Clement.